It has been a deadly year for students of Chicago's public schools. 22 young people have died violently, 20 of them shot to death with handguns. Authorities blame gangs for much of the violence. While other killings have happened away from school grounds, the most recent murder took place last weekend in the parking lot of a Southside high school. 18-year-old Chavez Clark was gunned down. Chicago Public Radio's Jay Field reports.
It can be tough for kids in bigger, more impersonal city high schools to develop connections that feel like family. But senior Centrella Chandler says that's exactly what happened fourth period at Chicago's Simeon Career Academy.
Because we were together every day for 15 minutes. We just loved each other. It just came naturally.
It was during this period, called division, that Chandler met and befriended 18-year-old Chavez Clark. Chandler remembers Clark's sense of humor. While others played the role of class clown, Clark was more of a laid-back kind of funny man who was known for his good-natured teasing.
Like, his favorite quote would be, "Miss Jackson, I like your shoes," because we used to mess with our division teacher, and everybody remembered him for that. Man, he was just a cool person.
Some who knew Chavez Clark say he had been involved with a gang in recent years, but was trying to leave that life behind. He left Simeon for an alternative school, but returned on weekends to take extra credits toward his high school diploma. That burst of positive momentum, though, ended last Saturday in the Simeon parking lot when police say a rival gang member grabbed a friend's gun and shot Clark in the chest, killing him. Clark became the 20th Chicago student to be shot and killed this school year, and his death, coupled with the others, has left students, teachers, community leaders, and elected officials shaken. In a cold drizzle, hundreds of city students protested the killing yesterday in front of the State of Illinois building in downtown Chicago. In between the chanting, the students crowded in front of a stage as Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, arms spread wide, challenged them to do more than march.
I ask every child as you go back to your schools of students, elementary and high school, be not afraid. Tell somebody if there's a gun.
At Daley's feet, below the podium, sat symbolic rows of empty desks. The violence has led Daley, Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, and other elected officials to renew calls for tougher state and federal gun laws. But onlooker David Hilp, a mortgage broker dressed in a suit and tie, joined some students who questioned whether more gun restrictions would work.
Gangs mean more to some of these kids than their families and their communities. Politicians don't want to solve the real problems, but the easy one is blame the gun. Blame the tool, and as it turns out, that's not. It's really a behavior issue.
Hilp would seem to have little in common with student Chardonnay Thompson, but the two agree that gangs and the peer pressure and promise of belonging that go with them are what's driving much of the recent violence here. Thompson goes to the alternative school that Chavez Clark enrolled at when he left Simeon. She calls Clark a friend, and in a sad twist, Thompson's cousin, 17-year-old Samuel Hill, is one of two students charged with killing Clark.
And it really hurt because I love my cousin, and I love Chavez too, so it's like I'm just feeling sorry for both of them.
Chicago police have increased their presence at schools in recent weeks, and commanders of the city's 25 police districts have also been ordered to give up their Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights to do street patrols. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.